Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. 418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people that, no?
Well, glory to God. Merry Christmas, everyone. Hallelujah. A happy, merry, blessed Christmas to everyone. Hallelujah. Amen. And here in St. Louis, it's as the saying goes, it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas because it snowed here today. But we know, you know, Christmas is in our hearts with the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We bless you. You are the Holy One, the glorious One, the true and living One. Hallelujah. You are the One who is and was and is to come. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you even for choosing to manifest yourself here on the earth through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for just laying down, even, coming down from glory and being with us. Hallelujah. And staying with us, God with us. Hallelujah. We thank you so much for that, Lord God, for all that you did, the price that you paid. Thank you for being the Lamb who was slain for the sins of the world. Thank you so much for that, Lord God. We give you praise and glory. And we thank you, Lord God, that your words are more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. So we give you praise for being in the midst tonight, Lord, and moving by your Spirit, touching every household right now in the name of Jesus. We just got a call that someone's lights were out in their home. And so, Lord God, we just lift them up to you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that those lights will come on quickly. Hallelujah. And they will have heat because it is below zero here. And so we thank you, Lord God, that they will have light and they will have heat in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. So welcome. Welcome, everyone. You know that this month, what we've been doing is we've been having Christian Entrepreneur Month. Hallelujah. So we wanted the different entrepreneurs to come on, and God has blessed them all with style and grace. Amen. Hallelujah. And so earlier this month, we had Camilla J. Collection, and that was with our friend, Minister Camilla Jones. So we had her with us and you know, looked at, over the things that she was selling with clothing, beautiful clothing, kind of unique. Amen. And then on the 8th of December, we had Minister Jackie O. And she had, she's an artist. And she used her artwork to create cards. And so we had an opportunity to get Christmas cards with artwork on it. I mean, just beautiful. I had a hard time deciding who I was going to send those cards to and if I was going to send them to them because the artwork was so beautiful. And then on last week, we had Minister Kiva Renee, and who's a Mary Kay consultant. And we just had a good time putting on virtual lipstick. And you can put on virtual makeup through her Mary Kay website. So, and this week, glory to God, we're going in another direction, still an entrepreneur, and this is really good. I'm so excited about tonight and what God is doing. Amen. So on tonight, you know, without any further ado, I want to begin to introduce our speaker for tonight, Minister Elaine. If you've been on this broadcast, if you've been with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts any time over these 10 years, you have heard of Minister Elaine. She's a dear friend of mine. She's an artist. Lord, you might be an artist, Minister Elaine. I just don't know. But anyway, Minister Elaine is an author, is what I'm trying to say. She's written books. She's also a publisher. And God has gifted her in being able to help people to write books. And she's done Christian writer workshops and just shown people, you know, I've been with her on these workshops and ready to write. And I'm saying us. Hallelujah. Me too. Glory to God. Amen. I hear you, Minister Elaine. Anyway, so without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all my friend, Minister Elaine. Welcome, Minister Elaine.
Well, God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, and everybody that's on the line tonight. God bless you. Thank you for having me.
Amen. I'm glad to have you here. I know that there are people who need to hear from you. You've been on before. We've talked about this before in the past. and it's time to revisit it as well. Before we jump into writing and everything, let's just take a moment for those who have not heard your testimony to just take a moment and first of all say what is your favorite scripture or scripture that the Lord has laid on your heart recently, and then we'll talk about your salvation experience and your baptism in the Holy Ghost experience. Amen.
Well, first of all, I wanted to find out, well, I need to know that person that you were speaking of. So I said, okay. well, you know, I thought about my favorite scriptures. You know, we have so many. And, for me, it seems like it's depending on what season I'm in. And I was talking to the Lord about it, and I've come to the conclusion that my favorite scriptures, I have two, that are my scriptures that keep me where I'm at, and which I mean about my eyes on God. And that's, one is Jeremiah 29:13. And reason why, because it says, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. And this scripture becomes alive every time I need the Lord. Every time I need the Lord, when I needed him to be my refuge, my deliverer, my healer, my strength, my guide, my interpreter, my teacher, showed himself in each one of the situations I needed him to be. He showed up, and he was that person. And that's how my title of my book, my first book, came about, because the Lord said to seek him and to know him as healer. So to know him, I had to seek after him. For me, it was seeking, you know, his scriptures, seeking him in my obedience. And, you know, in our obedience, the more of God is revealed. So that scripture really, part of me is, because I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I need him. So when I do, I seek him. And when I seek him, he is there to provide whatever I need. So that scripture is really close to my heart. And it reminds me of how, you know, when Moses went up to Mount Sinai, and when the angel appeared in the burning bush, but it was only when Moses said, I'll go over and see this strange sight, and he turned, did God begin to reveal himself to Moses. And that's what, you know, when God called me for my first book was Know Me. So I had to turn and start seeking him. So that scripture really is really just a part of my life. And my second one is Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I say that because it's all that I have accomplished through Christ, through all the, the secular work positions, to ministry, and to the special projects the Lord has asked me to do that I had no idea, not even equipped to do. Because of him working through me, was I able to do those things. So that scripture, you know, I can do all things through Christ, strengthens me. And as I was thinking about it, going back, remembering the dance productions, the street outreach events, how he called me to North Carolina, to a place I had never been to and wasn't there but maybe a month, and he says, I want you to put on a street outreach. You know, how do you do that? And you don't even know the layout of the land, but God does, you know, to putting out YouTube videos and, you know, totally going into a new career at the age of 50. And you being the, pretty much the oldest one in the class to learn, you know, all these things that God will take you through, ask you to go through, but we can go through them because he's there to strengthen us. He's there to do those things that we need to do. So I have to say that's my favorite scripture. And, you know, Apostle, you've been there with me. So the list goes on of what God, you know, has us to do. It makes me just want to shout and say your favorite song, Look What the Lord Has Done. So none of these things, you know, we do is in the natural, but it's all, you know, by his spirit. So that's my favorite scriptures.
Amen. Amen. Now, you know, I didn't know that you would say that scripture at all, the Jeremiah 29:13. But that all by itself is a confirmation of what the Lord has given to me as a word for 2023. Amen.
Amen.
So I was like, okay. So you're on the broadcast as a confirmation of what the Lord has been talking to me about. And so I'm just very excited over that. And then, you know, when you said your Philippians 4:13 and how the Lord had you doing things, and if I'm thinking correctly, I was there when you did the outreach. You know, I know that there was an outreach that you did in North Carolina that a group
I've
of us
several.
Came. Oh,
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we did that.
That was
right. We did
that
one. That was beautiful. We just posted a sign about healing. You need healing? You need prayer? You need healing? And they just came. You know, but the first outreach, it was almost like a carnival, but it was a spiritual carnival where they could stop at different stations, and I had Minister Barbara Lloyd doing the face painting, and as she was painting the face, she was ministering to the children. You know, and it was just beautiful, and people came from all over, and God just blessed. So, yeah.
Amen.
He does it.
The one where your son danced, or your son did the mime too? Was that the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I remembered that one.
Amen.
And I found myself thinking about the time that I came when you did an outreach, and, you know, some more ladies were there, and we weren't even at the outreach yet. We were at a table eating breakfast, and the Holy Ghost fell on us during breakfast that day. I said, okay, now I've experienced the presence of God in different ways, but while I was eating, so we've had some awesome times in the Lord. As we just seek his face and know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. So,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
For sharing.
Amen. And you know, an apostle, you know, I know people have done grander things, you know, than just a small community street outreach. But, you know, for me, this is my lane. And I know that it's all God. And so I just have to give him the glory. I don't look at it with saying, well, you know, well, you know, this is potatoes and over there, you know, someone else is doing something bigger. We can't look at it that way because
that's
I know
right.
what in the natural, what I'm capable of and what I'm not capable of. But by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, we can do all
things.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know you're talking God in the Miss Get 'em radio right now when you say, you know, small things that look, that appear to be small. But,
right.
you know, God can take what appears to be a small thing and make a big thing out of it, you know, because it's him, it's his will, his way, his purpose, and his plan. And I love the way you say, I'm in my lane. I know my lane. I'm in it. Amen. Hallelujah. And that's another confirmation.
this
is a lane that he's given to us. Amen. It may lead to great and grand lanes, whatever. But the whole thing, whether it's great or small, as long as we are seeking God's face and doing what God has us doing, we're in the right place at the right time. And that's everything.
You,
people say
you're
that
so
today.
Right.
That's everything. Well, it is. This is everything.
Amen.
So tell us about your salvation experience and your baptism in the Holy Ghost experience. Tell us about that.
Oh, salvation experience. Well, you know, I grew up in the church, but not under the word, and certainly not under the but I've always had a hunger for the Lord. I always felt the Lord. I didn't know what I was feeling, but I always felt, you know, this love. And I began to, you know, just seek outside of our family church. We know we went to church, you know how that is. Your family, your grandma, your aunts, uncle, everybody in the family goes to the same church. And I started to, you know, come out of that. So I was the rebel and started seeking. And so as I sought the Lord, going back to, you know, the scripture, and, you know, I was able to find him. And,
amen.
Yeah, so I blessed the Lord on that because, you know, my mom, I remember she was like, well, what kind? I don't understand. Are these cults you're going through? I don't understand this. Why are you leaving the church? I want to see where you're at, you know. And now my mom was a pillar of the church. She was like one of the mothers of the church. And I know she loved the Lord. But, again, we weren't under the word. And so she came in with me one Sunday to see exactly where her baby girl was going. And I remember the pastor giving the invitation to Christ. And he said, anybody who wants to give their life to Christ, just stand up. And my mother stood up and I looked at her. I was like, what? 50 years in the church? But that tells you, you know, there's so many of us that are in the church today that are still not in the body of Christ. But, you know, it didn't take long after she gave her heart to Christ. She was a changed woman, and the rest of the family was coming in. Hallelujah. That's my salvation, you know. And even as a little girl, you know, the enemy was always after me. And I think that's one of the reasons why I would seek the Lord, because I was looking for protection because he would be waiting for me when I would come home from school, and just things would happen to make me frightened. And when I would say my prayers at night, because I was the youngest in the family, I would have to go to bed before anybody else went to bed. And they were like, okay, Elaine, go to bed. And I'd have to go upstairs. It's almost like the Home Alone, you know, when he went downstairs and the furnace was like, I would go upstairs and it would be dark, and I would get down and pray. And the enemy, he was like right there next to me and said, don't you close your eyes. Don't you pray. And I'd be like, oh, my goodness. You know, and I didn't feel I could tell anybody. But, you know, I always sought the Lord. But I thank God that he found me. Hallelujah.
Amen. So I take it that you got saved when you began to reach out and went to the other church where your mom got saved at?
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And, okay. You know, from there, you know, you just meet people and to start to, you know, sow into you, sow in the word into you, disciple you. And God will send, if you got a hunger, God will send people into your life. You know, I remember at AT&T, there was this one woman who would send out these messages, these emails, these long emails about the Lord. And I was like, who is this woman? Nobody sends out these kind of emails. I mean, 3-4 pages just speaking about the Lord. And God knows how to get your attention. He knows how to draw you in. So I said, I want to see this woman. I don't know if I was going to give her a piece of my mind or what, but who are you? And when I met her, she just took, you know, God just used her to take me to the next level in knowing him. And for everybody listening, that is your host, Apostle Kizzy. So
I knew
we have a special
bond.
So we have a special bond. Amen. Amen. That's a book in itself, our history.
Right. Right. I do kind of remember doing that. I do kind of remember doing that. Amen. Amen. And I remember also I would change my message on my phone. On my work phone, and I had a message for people on there, and I even did, I think every Friday or something, I would do it in Spanish, and so people would call just to hear the message. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
But, and, go ahead.
And that, can I, yeah, and I just want to just interject, that's what, you know, God, it's all about when we talk about writing, is however God uses you. Your writings drew me, and look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So whatever God does, you know, through you, it's going to make an impact in somebody's life.
And the Holy Ghost. We want to get to the writing. You already started. Thank you.
Well, see, that's all part of, that's all, it's all intermingled because it's all God.
Amen.
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 But you want to know how I got filled with the Holy Spirit?
Yes, ma'am. The experience.
I was in every line. Every line I could possibly be in. And it was this one time, my kids were small, my husband was impatient, and we were sitting at the nosebleed section over there. I think it was maybe Madison Square Garden. I'm not quite sure. It was somewhere in New York. And Pastor Fred Price, bless his soul, who has now gone on, but when he was fired up, filled with the Holy Spirit, preaching the word, gave the invitation, and I heard the Lord said, now. And I said, oh, no, Lord. I'm like, we way up here. By the time I get all the way down to the front, there's not going to be any space. And my husband here, he wants to leave. He's impatient. We got the kids here. And the Lord said, now. I'm sorry because it still makes me emotional. So I said, okay, Lord, then you're going to have to take care of him. You got to touch his heart because I'm going down. And I just knew we were going to be there all night because it was thousands of people. So as I got down to the front, I mean, got down to where the crowd was, he said, motioned to some of his front workers. He says, make a space over here. And when the space was opened up, I was right in front. I don't know how it happened, but I know a sea of people moved to the side. And I was right in front, and the Lord filled me.
Glory to God.
It was years and years and years did I really, really believe, because again, the enemy kept telling me, you didn't get filled. Even though I knew the Holy Spirit was moving in my life, even though I could hear the Holy Spirit, he would say my tongues, my spiritual language was not of God. So I would rarely publicly out loud speak in tongues. I would do it at home. I would do it in my private time, but never out loud speak in tongues. Mm-hmm. And I have been so blessed. I think it was, how long you been doing praying in tongues? 2 years? 3 years?
It's been 2, going on 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when I finally heard the Lord say, go on praying in tongues Tuesday with Apostle. And I was like, okay, Lord, we're stepping out on the water. And that's when Pastor Price, who I love dearly, and I know is a true woman of God who hears from the Lord, operates in the prophetic, I know. And when she interpreted what I was saying, God was like saying, see, I told you. I told you. It's of me. And I've been blessed ever since. So, but that took years. Almost, what, I got filled when I was in my early 30s, and Lord have mercy, almost 30 years later.
Wow.
My God. Yeah. My God. Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, that's bringing me to tears over here. I never knew all of that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We can call that the hidden chapter in our book.
Amen. Amen. Well, I know, praying in tongues Tuesday, that's something, you know, that the Lord said to do. And I know it's been a blessing to me and others on the line, but, you know, you just don't know all of the details behind why it's such a blessing. Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. Hallelujah. All right. Amen. This is a good time to go into how you became an author and a publisher.
Well, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, how many years ago? Oh, gosh. I went through, I was getting ready to go through, I didn't know this at the time, but I was getting ready to go on a journey where I was going to need the Lord. I had never been in the hospital, never been sick, nothing. And the Lord spoke to me, and he says, you need to know me as healer. And I said, okay, all righty. And I'm like, okay, how do I do that? Well, how do you do it? You start to, read the scriptures. You start to, seek him, who he is. I want to say in that department, but who he is, because that is who he is. And so for a whole year, that's what I did. And one early morning, I woke up and couldn't get up. And I had to have emergency surgery. But hallelujah, I knew him as healer, and he brought me through. So after that, I think it was maybe a year after that, because he taught me so much through that. And then after that, he began to the healing anointing on me, and he began to allow me to go through different scenarios, I guess that's the word I want to use, about how he operates throughout the healing. And then he told me to write the book, Know Me as Healer. And I was like, well, God, I don't know how to write a book. And I have to say, everything that the Lord has had me, he's asked me to do, the Holy Spirit has been my, and then he will, then he will allow me to connect with somebody.
Amen.
So that's what he started me doing. And he connected me with a woman, and I was so excited to go to her her class. And her class was 30 minutes, one session. And I was like, what? But it changed my life. It helped me to just, God has a way. And that's why, when I tell people, he says it's easy because I'm in it.
Amen.
So I wrote the book, and then I got mad at God because I realized that one of my mentors, because I followed one of my mentors, I won't mention the name, one of my mentors wrote a book, he's very famous, wrote a book, and his title was Know Me as the Healer, something was like a one word difference in mine. And I said, God, why would you have me write a book and name it the same name as this person? And he said, because the people that he's going to reach are not the same people you're going to reach.
Mm.
So that was a done deal. He was teaching me. So I wrote the book, and I sat on it for four years because I was afraid. I was in fear to release it. That's what the enemy does. He tries to put us in bondage. And finally the Lord said, you have to release this. You have to release it. So what he did, he allowed me to just give the book away. And it blessed me. I was at one of the the book fair, and this woman came up, and she said she was a doctor, and she brought I think, 10 or 12 copies. And she said she wanted to give them out to her patient. It's her patients. I was like, what kind of doctor are you? Glory, hallelujah. She, that's what God does. And, you know, God has a bigger purpose. And I have to say it. He has a bigger purpose than what we think. We know that. So you know, you may be called to write something, and you know, and I always ask people, what is their motive? What is their passion? What do they want to do? What do they want to seek? And it may not, that's good, but that may not be what God wants or how God is going to use it. So we got to be open. I don't know. I think I got off. I think I took a left. Help me get back to the right side.
That's okay. You're good. Amen. We're talking about how you became an author. So you published the first book.
Right. Okay. Then I released it by giving it away, actually putting it in print and then giving it away. And then, you know, once we are obedient, then he can give us the next assignment. The next assignment was, he said, go get my people. Go get your people. I felt like Moses. What? He said, because they're sitting on the word, and it has to be released.
Mm.
And, you know, one of the things he was saying, that's all I'm going to say, is they're sitting on the word, and it has to be released. And he began to tell me all the reasons why they're sitting on the word and what the enemy does and why it has to be released, you know, and one of the things he was saying was because in the last days, you know, I mean, after the rapture, we know Bibles, and maybe before the rapture, Bibles are not going to be in existence. But the one thing he said, but my word will be revealed. He didn't say hidden. He said will be revealed in the books. So it has to be written. So that's what he's been having me do, go getting his people. That may not be good English, but that's what he has me.
I think we understand.
And I advertise, you know, normally. I don't have, you won't see me advertising because God sends the people, or he'll have me be in a situation or at an airport or wherever, and he'll tell me, he says, you know, they have a book in them, and they'll go ask them, when you going to write this book, or he'll have me say something to them that stirs up that reminder that God spoke to them about a book. So,
Amen.
Did I answer the question?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You answered it. Hallelujah. And you started getting into even the next question, what have you experienced over the years as a publisher? And so that you don't advertise, but you, and I've seen you go walk up to people, you know, by the Spirit of the Lord and say, yes, you know, when you're going to write that book God has given you. And then they say, oh, he gave me a book. You know, I've seen it over and over again. Amen.
You know, the testimony and the blessing of all of that is how, you know, how God has taken someone like me who knew nothing and has guided me through the Holy Spirit to be able to others and to that place where, you know, God wants them to be, and that's to write a book. You know, being in this position as a publisher, and matter of fact, I've stopped saying publisher because, but even though I do help people publish books, but I was like, God, I feel more like a coach or a counselor because working, you know, this aspect of the business, it involves ministry. At least if you're a Christian called by God, you know, to uplift courage, you know, according to, you know, what the Word of God says in 1 Thessalonians 5:11, you know, we're to encourage and uplift and help our brethren. So if I'm able to stir up what the Holy Spirit has said to you years ago or yesterday, if I'm able to confirm that, and not only confirm it, if God leads me to, you know, help walk alongside of you to get you to that place, well, glory, hallelujah, you know, all to His glory. So, that's the blessing. The blessing is seeing the fruit, and that's the how God uses the people I meet and hear their testimonies, how what God allowed them to write is now being a blessing. Can I share some of those stories?
Yes, I was going to ask you to do that, and we have probably like maybe another 10 minutes or so, and then we're going to begin to open up the lines. But yeah, that's exactly the direction I was going in. And, you know, and if we don't get there till about 10 o'clock before you began to tell him about the workshop. Okay.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Well,
so give us an example.
Okay. Well, Miss Galinda, at the age of 81, she finally fulfilled what the Lord had told her over more than 50 years ago. 50 years ago. Her topic is God's love. And her topic, her book, is now impacting her family, and it will impact generations to come because God's word doesn't return void. It's going to turn her family from darkness, and she's seeing that, from darkness to light, and onto the truth to set them free, because it's a family that's been in darkness generations, and now God has, he told her more than 50 years ago that she was going to write a book. Did she know what type of book? She didn't know what type of book she was going to write, but now it is 50 years later, and she says, I want to talk about God's love. So she's been giving it out to her family. I want to talk about the blind man. Blind man contacted me, and I was like, "Okay, Lord, I never helped someone that is seeing impaired write a book. How are we going to do this?" So, but I want to focus on his determination. Even though he was seeing impaired, he was determined that he was going to write this book. And he wanted to tell others that God is good and watches over them even when we haven't been faithful. Even
Amen.
Maybe, haven't given ourselves over to, you know, to him. He didn't know, when he came to me, he didn't know how he was going to do this. But his heart wanted to take the reader along a path of sin that he walked through, but yet showing how God was in the midst, even while he was in his sin. And today he uses his testimony and book to counsel many that are still, this is what he said, that are still yet to be delivered from the life of drug and alcohol addiction. But he didn't know how he was going to do it. But someone told him, And he contacted me, and I contacted the Holy Spirit. Said, okay, Lord, how are we doing this? And it was accomplished. Amen. And I just want to mention about the young man whose testimony was of a miracle of walking through the fire, literally physical fire. The fire, he was in an explosion that caused the flames to engulf him and trap him and other co-workers. But in this explosion, he heard God's voice instruct him how to get out of the building, even though unknowingly to him, he was literally on fire. He was literally walking in the dark through this thick black smoke on fire because he was burned 90% of his body. And leading other people out of the building. He said as he was walking, as the Holy Spirit just said, keep walking, keep walking. Mm. So as he was passing people who were screaming and hollering and asking for help, he would just say, join me, keep walking. Join me, keep walking. So he had a line of people. And those who did not join him were killed in the fire. And so when he came out, you know, they had to hose him down because he was literally on fire. He had lost fingers. His face was disfigured. His body was, like I said, burned over 90% of his body. But praise God, our Jehovah Rapha, the one who healed, did wonders. He is married. He cuts hair. Even though he lost fingers, he cuts hair. And today he preaches the gospel. And he just wanted to write. When he came to me, he said, I want to write about this miracle. Somebody, this is what I'm saying about ministry, because to help somebody with that kind of miracle, you know, when you start going through it, it brings up tears and pain. And in along with the joy and, you know, overwhelming gratitude of what Christ did, but that's a lot to go back to and remember. So with those emotions in operation, it takes a special guidance and wisdom from the Holy Spirit to help a person put those words into print. And bless God, you know, he allowed me to work with him and through stopping and crying. I'm crying, he's crying, you know, to get this done.
Yeah.
So it's more than just a publisher.
Yeah.
When I come alongside, you know, with somebody, I don't come alone. I come with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. You know what it sounds like to me, Minister Elaine? I would say the Lord is using you as a midwife to birth
I like
out
that.
The books that are babies.
Amen.
That is,
and you're bragging on Jesus. Elaine ain't nowhere in. I'm just bragging on him.
Amen. Ooh. You can almost see him walking through that fire. So what's the name of his book?
Walking Through the Fire.
I should have known that. Now, did he publish it, or is he using it and giving it away? If we wanted
because
to
I don't
find the book.
I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon because I don't handle the marketing piece of it. Remember, see, that's the whole thing about staying in your lane. You know, but I'm pretty sure it is on Amazon.
Okay.
And if anybody,
go ahead. What's his name?
Oh, Lord. What is his name?
Oh, okay.
I didn't like folks' names. You put me on the spot. I can't think of his name. I'll text it to you. Oh gosh. What's his name? I'm sorry.
That's
it's almost like giving the prophetic word. I don't remember the word.
Yeah, I see a bunch of Walking Through the Fire book.
He is on the front cover. It's a picture of him on the front cover, and it's got flames around him.
No, what is his name?
John?
No.
Go. No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. All right.
And I'm not at home, so I can't look at my computer.
Okay, that's okay. But even a song somebody wrote about it. Okay, well, let us know about that when you get an opportunity. That's just totally awesome.
Amen. Amen. Anything else you want to share about helping someone, midwifing?
No. I won't even go there. But you know, we know as a midwife, sometimes the baby is turned, don't want to come, but the guy is wanting to bring a full term birth. So.
Amen.
So now, tell us about the free gift. Hallelujah.
Amen. The free gift, yes. God has put on my heart because there's so much misconception about, you know, writing, you know, becoming an author. And, you know, the two misconceptions I want to just say is some people say, oh, everybody has a story. You know, why should I write? Everybody has a story. And the other one is, you know, I can't write, you know. So to everybody has a story, I say, yeah, but your story is unique because God created you to be only you. So your story is unique, and how God is going to use you is unique. So to the I can't write, well, he's not calling you to be a writer, but he's calling you to be a disciple and a minister of the gospel that is willing to say yes to God. I'll release what you put in me, what you've done in me, what you took me through, all that you've done and who you are. And how that looks on paper is how the Holy Spirit will guide you and give you the wisdom and even someone like me to come alongside of you to help you. But it starts, you know, I always tell the authors, the aspiring authors, it starts with a yes. Yes, Lord, I say yes for you to use me. And guess what? You know, after that, just like Peter, when he got out of the boat, he had to get out of the boat, and then he was able to walk on water. So after we say our yes, then God will start to guide you, and you'll be walking on water. So back to the workshop, yes. Yeah, so God is, you know, once again saying, okay, Elaine, you got to ramp it up again because, you know, you got to help my people. So I put in my heart to do a free, no money, just come, say yes. workshop. And how that's going to look, it's going to be over the phone. And, yes, you do not need to see me. You do not, you know, even though I do workshops in person. But what I'm saying is it can be done, you know, just by over the phone. It's going to be at 8 p.m. every Friday in February. So it's going to be four sessions for an hour. We're going to be talking about, you know, identifying and understanding your mission and your brand, because your brand is your message. You have to have a message, what you're talking about, and your message is going to be your roadmap for you to follow you know, as you write your book. And your book title is your signpost to attract your readers. So we're going to talk about those aspects that are so important. I'm going to be talking about writing tips, you know, just how do you go about it, what to expect from the enemy, and what to expect from you, yourself, from others, things that's going to help you. And we'll talk about how to do an outline, how to outline your book. We'll go over some legal tips and how to, you know, stay out of trouble when you're, especially when you start naming people from your past and including people in your book, just how to stay out of, how to stay legal. And we'll talk about industry tips like printing. And as I said, I don't do marketing, but I can, you know, do make some suggestions. So we'll talk about some industry tips on that. So if, you know, it's basically to get you motivated, get you started, to get you wherever you are. You might be in the process of, you wrote something already and you just need the fire turned up a little bit, or just need to be surrounded with like-minded people. I don't know, but I do know it will work because the Holy Spirit's going to be in the midst. So that's what it's going to be about. And Apostle, you want to give them the phone number? And I said it was 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
And the number is?
The number is area code 712-432-8399. I'll say it again, area code 712-432-8399, and the access code is 821-261. Access code 821. It will be February, every Friday in February 2023, and that will be February the 3rd, February the 10th, February the 17th, and February the 24th. 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and that's the free Christian Writers Workshop. Amen. If you need to or would like to get in touch with Ministry Lane, she does have an email that you can send her information. And her email is preciouswordpub.com. So precious is P-R-E-C-I-O-U-S, word, W-O-R-D, pub, P as in Paul, U, B as in boy, at yahoo.com. So hopefully you got that. Say it again.
I was just going to let them know that they don't have to register. They just have to show up. And it's on you. This is between you and the Holy Spirit. You don't have to register. Just come on.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. All right, Ministry Lane, thank you. Thank you so much. We're about to open up the lines now. And if you'd like to make any comments, questions, prayer requests, press your number one key. We're going to open the line first for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. But, you know, anyone else, please feel free. Press your number one key. Amen. Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine, hope you're in a good place right now. Opening
yes.
up your line now.
Okay.
Hi, Pastor Mom. You awake?
Yes.
Praise God.
Huh?
Hi, Pastor Mom.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Yes.
Hi, Pastor Mom.
God bless you.
Thank you. Yeah, from last night, last week, and asked the Lord that said, help me with strength, with and everything. So thank you for my comment.
Okay.
Amen.
I think I got it the right thing.
Okay. So you enjoy what she was saying? What you're saying, Mom?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Thank you. And, go ahead, Pastor. Minister Elaine, you're saying something?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to just make note that Pastor Mom encouraged me so much because every time I would come to the house, I would see my book in the bathroom where Pastor Mom would be reading. He would faithfully read Know Me as Healer. So, you know, Pastor Mom, you know, I love you. I ask God to just strengthen your body, to bless you, to even encourage you, to give you peace and just all that you need as you just rest in him, that he would just restore you and rejuvenate you physically and also spiritually. Pastor Mom, you are so loved. You are loved by so many. I love you, and you know your Heavenly Father loves you. Amen. Love you, Pastor Mom.
And love you, too.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You are welcome.
Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Oh, well, praise God. I thought you all were going to pray for him.
He did. Yeah, she just prayed for
us. Oh, okay. Well, Minister Elaine, I just enjoyed all your testimony. I know you've given it once before, but I just didn't remember. But I thought that was awesome, how you were saved and how you received the Holy Spirit. And I also just enjoyed the scripture, too. Your scripture for this season. So thank you so much. And thank you for offering the workshop. I don't remember you giving me one of your books. I didn't know you had written a book. I knew you was a publisher, but I didn't know you had written a book. So praise God. But I do plan to be in the workshop. You know, when you were here doing the workshop, I was ill and wasn't, and could not attend it, if you remember that. But I do plan to be in the workshop this time. So God bless you, and thank you so much here for all your service you provide. Even the times you're on, you all didn't talk about that. But on your Tuesdays and Thursdays, a ministry that you have, you and Jan have. Thank you all so much. I have been encouraged with that also so much. So thank you so much here. And God bless you. Hope to see you on February the 3rd. Or hear from you on February the 3rd.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. You know, you bless me. I feel part of the family, and I thank God for you. And you opened your church up to allow me to have my first workshop there. So I, you know, that's always a special place for me. So I say thank you.
Oh, you were. It sure was at my church, huh?
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Feeling well.
Yeah. Amen. And I will give you a copy. I'm in the process. The Lord told me to update my first book, and this time it is going out on Amazon. So I will give you, you'll be the one of the first to get the new update. I'll make sure.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So also Minister Elaine is on our second Wednesday of the month, our healing broadcast as well. Her and Pastor Price have been our, you know, when I have to go out of town or something, they have helped to host the broadcast as well. So we call them our reserve host. Hallelujah. They're in that reserve. That's special place. Glory to God. Pastor Catherine did mention your conference call that you do on Tuesday and Thursday with Minister Jan. Did you want to say anything about that at this time?
No, other than it's called Hope in the Word. You can check our website at hopeintheword.net, N-E-T, and it gives you all the information. You can listen to the past broadcast, and it tells you how to join us every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Guaranteed that you will be blessed. That's about it. Because the
Amen.
Lord is there.
Yes. Yeah, it's a blessing. It's a women's conference call, and, you know, there's women from, you know, all different ages and nationalities on it, and it's just a blessing. And the women are open to talk about things, and there's prayer that goes on, and the topics are always, you know, always get you right in your heart. So it's good. It's very good. Okay. Two people have pressed their number one key. We have Minister Rachel and Pastor Price. So Minister Rachel will open up your line, and then Pastor Price will open up yours. Anyone else, please feel free to press your number one key and get in the queue. Amen. Minister Rachel and family.
Hi,
Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Oh, hi, Minister Elaine. Hi, Apostle. God, Mom. I was so encouraged listening to everything, and also when Pastor Mom came on, Pastor Catherine, I was just listening. All is a blessing. I was just saying, I was going to be brief, just saying thank you for, like, sharing and just the encouragement and letting us know that there's a workshop to learn some more things. So God bless, and y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. And Minister Rachel, you're writing. And you have written a book, and I know you're working on a cookbook. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
That's beautiful to hear.
Cooks.
Amen.
Yeah, she cooks so well. All right. Well, thank you, Minister Rachel.
Minister Rachel, you'll have to share that with me. I want to hear more about that. So that's good. My mind immediately starts going into the publishing arena. So you and I will have to talk and see what the Lord is doing through you. But that's a blessing.
Amen. All right. Let's open the line for Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Anyone else? There's still time. You can press your number one key. Pastor Price.
God bless you, Apostle.
Welcome.
And Ministry Lane. Hallelujah. God bless you all. And I say to Pastor Mom and to Pastor Catherine and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight, God bless you and Merry Christmas to each one of you. I've really enjoyed myself tonight listening to you, Ministry Lane, and to the about your salvation experience and about being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was so blessed, as you mentioned, about our praying in tongues Tuesday, because as I listen to you, when you pray in tongues on Tuesday, I said, this, you have one of the most mature, beautiful tongues that God has given you. There are ones I can, like with Mom, I can always know Mom's tongue when she would say, oh, la si, la so, la si, la so. I don't know why I know my mama's tongue so well, how she prays in tongues. And then I can always tell Doris of Ministry Lane, and it's just such a beautiful, beautiful way that the Lord uses you, and that you really pray from the Spirit. You pray out of the Spirit, in the Spirit, and from the heart of God. Out of your belly flows rivers of living water. And so I was praising God for that and thanking God for what he's done in your life. I thought about when I thought about hearing you tonight, I thought about my son Don. He has a special hand upon his life. I've watched his life, and I've seen him. He's 53 now, but I've watched him and seen him go forth in such a wonderful way of God's hand at various times upon his life. And I've seen the visions that God has given to him. One of the times he wanted to be able to start having shows and for people to come, and talent shows for people to come. And a man gave them his theater in Inglewood, California. I mean, I'm not talking about some rinky-dinky theater. I'm talking about in a major place, in a major part, you know, of Los Angeles, right outside of Los Angeles, but really Inglewood is a large place, and gave it to him free for one full year. Well, he would put on talent shows and different things. And then he began to want to do, have a newspaper and magazines. And he put out a color magazine, which would cost him $1,000 to do the productions on it. And God taught him how to do typesetting. God taught him how to put it together and to do the things that he needed to do. Not typesetting, to set the paper in. They were typesetting, but he would actually put the paper. He learned course and all those different programs. Well, then as he's gotten older, he said, nobody is, he said, I don't see people that really believe in what God's called me to do, and I don't get the encouragement. And the ones that he wants the encouragement with from were not good. And I said, you have to understand that when God calls us to do something, God will not tell everybody what he tells us to do. He's not always going to come and even with Mary and Joseph, he told Mary that she was going to have Jesus. And how it was going to take place. And she just needed to say, be it unto me according to your word. Then he went separately to Joseph to tell him. And so as I listen to you tonight, in the pathway that God has given for you to do, you have taken and followed step by step what God has called you to do. I think about with Apostle and myself, and I see that with you and me also, Ministry Lane, that God has on you. You know, if you see, especially in large cities like Chicago or Los Angeles, they have huge rail systems, you know. And as you're coming in on the train, because we like to travel by train, you will see parallel tracks. You'll see a track for the one train, another train, another train, and they're ultimately going to different places, many of them to different places, but sometimes they're parallel for just a while. And I see us in parallel existences on the tracks that God has given for us to do. Whether we have anybody else that will pat us on the back or say, yes, I see what you're doing. I can see the vision. Because God may not call me or you, even he may not call you all to see the vision he's given to me. And he may not call me to see the vision he's given to you. But we're going on to do what God called us to do. So I thank God for you I, too, have a publishing company. I have a publishing company called ABC Publishing House. It means Anointed Blood Covenant Publishing House. That's a simple but yet profound. And he gave me that many years ago, and I had a vision. In the vision, I saw Ministry Lane. I was at in a house that looked like my sister's house in where she lived in outside of Nashville, Tennessee. And I was in a cottage with a lot of children all around me. And I, in the vision, I saw an open field. And in that open field, there was a Jesus. He was a giant, and he had a big book in his hand, a big, huge book. I could look up and see on the outside of the book it said ABC, ABCs. Then I turned to the children that were surrounding me, and I said, they were just children at the time, and I said, you got to know your ABCs. And so when I awakened from that dream, I believe it was a vision, when I awakened, the Lord said, that's what I'm calling you to do, ABC ministry and publishing house. He said, it's simple but profound. He said, the ABC stands for Anointed Blood Covenant Ministry, Anointed Blood Covenant Publishing House. And so many years ago, God began to have me to begin to write books. Now, the first book he had me to write was in 1981. It's been now 42 years ago, and that's Traveling on the Wings of Faith. He began to have me to write other books, the Long Enough book, the one with, what is that, the Set the Standard of Excellence book. And another book he had me to write was about what colors are coming from you. Is a book that talks about colors being used from a biblical for biblical memory. And so he had me to write these books, and then there was a time that he had me to put it on the shelf, the publishing company. And I would go before, I even had Apostle one time helping me with one book called Long Enough, and we were up all night long during that book. Her and me and Jan were all up all night long at that time. But then as my husband began to get ill, the Lord gave me one word, simplify. He said, I need you to simplify right now. Put some things on the shelf and just be still. And I remember Joe kept telling me, he said, Helen, he said, your blessing is going to come through these books. Your blessing is going to come, he said, through these books. I said, okay, Joe. But I knew that we were caretaking for Joe at that time, Joe, to be able to do, you know, and to be there for him. And so recently, as the time has been going, God has been having me where I can be still. I don't do a lot of running and a lot of moving, a lot of this and that. And he's been ministering to me to begin to revamp in that ABC publishing house. And one thing I learned, my daughter Amber often tells me, she said that whenever there's one person, there's two people doing the same thing or three or four, there's always, God will always have room for people who are doing what he calls them to do. There's a place for each one of us because each one of us will reach and be able to impact or affect a certain realm. God has you on the East Coast, and I know all over the United States, and you have the capabilities of going all around the world. He has me in the Midwest right now, not in the Midwest, in the South, because down here in Memphis is in the South. He has me in the South, but he's starting with that work. Now, I'm going to tell you, I look forward, even though I have a publishing company, I look forward to attending the writer's workshop that you'll be having in February, because we always have to sharpen our skills and sharpen the things that God has called us to do. And I thank God for you. So I just praise God for you. If you don't know it, I know you know I love you. I thank God so much for you, Ministry Lane, over the years. I thank God so much for me being able to stay in your home, Lord. That was one of, and you know, there's some homes that you go in and there's so much turmoil. God said, when you go in the home, say peace be unto it. And if your peace remains unto you, then you can, you know, retain that peace. Well, that's what I had in your home. I had such a wonderful, I mean, those were the most wonderful, wonderful days in a home. And me, I'm not a very big dog person. I came to love your dog, Mallory. I could talk about it. But then more than that, I love your children. You raised them in him. And they were the most mannerable young men you ever want to see. I mean, just children that were not, wild, or they were mannerable. They were true gentlemen. And I just thank God for you. I thank God for you. And for through the years of our walk together, even as we traveled in ministry together, and when you told the story about when we were traveling and and we got out of that car in New York, going into the Rip Van Winkle apartments, and we were wondering how we were going to get all that luggage upstairs with all the ladies that were traveling. And you said to me, I asked the guys, and I did ask the guys. I asked them what their name was, and I asked them to help. But you all heard them say they were robbing us. And you said you heard it more than one. They were robbing us. But I didn't hear it. God didn't let me hear it. God did not let me hear it. And so when we were, they were telling me their name, a Mad Dog or somebody or whatever. I said, tell me your real name, boys. Come on here. I said, come on. And then I said, come on, help us get this stuff up. And by the time you all went into action, because you're just soul winners, and began to minister to them. And by the time we reached that 18th floor where Pastor Carol lived at, they had given their heart and life to Jesus Christ. And later on, I found out they had set out to rob us, but God had blessed. And so we've had some wonderful, wonderful experiences. I thank God for the love that you and my sister have. I thank God for, and I don't even know, I think you because you worked at AT&T, you must have met my sister before you met me, but I also know that I ministered at the church where you were a member there for a while. And I thank God for that. So we've had some history. And I just want to tell you, I appreciate you. I thank God for the times that you let me and my child come to stay in your home. I appreciate the fellowship and the wonderfulness of the things we've shared over the many years. I don't know how many years that's been, but I know Joy was little, and I know she's well grown now. I won't tell her age because she don't like me telling that, but I know that she's well grown. She's well grown now. So I just want to thank God for you, and I'm looking forward to the workshop in February. I'm looking forward to taking notes because we have to always know this for surety that, sometimes people say, I heard that. Well, there is that law of hearing. They have a law of hearing that you have to hear something. Manufacturers and people in commercials and ads said people have to hear things at least 7 times before they get it. So we can't say, I have a publishing company, so I know what. No, there are things I need to know. There are things I need to learn from you, to glean from you. And so I'm looking forward. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about what you're going to be doing for the workshop. And I appreciate that, and I give glory to God for that. So I just want to tell you, I thank God for you. Thank God for tonight. Thank God for your testimony of you being saved and of your testimony of being baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. And I give glory to God for you. So love you, Ministry Lane. I know it was long-winded, but love you, Ministry Lane.
And I love you too, Pastor Price, everything that you've mentioned. And that God knows so much that as we travel through the years, how he knitted our hearts together and what he's done. And I thank God for him coming through you, speaking through you, showing me things. And I just bless God for you. And I'm in agreement with what your husband said, that as you're starting to pick up the business, the ministry of publishing again, God is going to just open up doors and just move mountains for you in that arena. And that just shows that, it's not dead. What God has spoken, even though it was years ago, you received it then. And, and when he says, okay, lay it aside for now, and now pick it up. That's the kind of God we serve. But we trust him, all through it. We don't say, well, I guess God, that wasn't meant for me. No, there's a season, and you're in your season. So I love you, Pastor Price. I could say so much, but I'm going to say it all. I love you, and I love the God in you.
Hallelujah. I love you, too. I love the God in you, and thank you. Also, I forgot to mention that the last time when we came down to where you live at, thank you for your kindness to me and my daughters. Thank you for the love you showed to us, and thank you for at that time, I know that God has moved you to another place now, but your home was just one of the most beautiful and peaceful places where you were at that particular time. And I'm looking forward to God reestablishing you in the place that he would have you. And I believe that it may be a place, wait a minute. Now, this is coming out of my mouth right now, and I didn't know I was going to say this. But I believe that the place that God is going to give you is going to also be a retreat center. It's going to be a place where people can come and be able, not only for the book retreats, but for even what you were doing there when you were there in the last place that you were at, that God would have you to have services and meetings. And then he made your home a peaceful. I mean, when I walked in, it was just so beautiful, just so lovely. I could have been over there, sat over there all day long. It was just such a blessing. So I don't know why I see a place. I don't know, and I'm going to put it, I remember, I'm going to say this, Apostle, I'm going to get off. When Apostle was living, before she moved to New Jersey, and I had a vision of the home that she was going to be staying in. The vision that God gave me, he showed me the bricks on the outside of the home. They were some beautiful bricks of different colors, but they were colors that were like a yellowish or not a loud yellow, but a bricks were like a yellowish or a brownish and different colors, but it was just beautiful. And when she moved to that place, the vision that God, I said, look at here. And even now, when I see the places that I'll go somewhere and I say, oh, that looks just like how Apostle's place looked, the one that God showed me in the vision. And then where you are, the vision that came before my face right now, I see a large home. I see a large home. It's a large home. And it may look like when you get this home that it's going to be too big for you. But it's not just about you. This is going to be a place where people are going to come to be able to have a retreat. Some are going to come for the workshops that you're going to give. Some are going to come for the ministry that God is going to minister in and through you and through your life. And I see God already knitting people's hearts with yours and knitting one's hearts together, even in the ministry of dance, that God is going to have ones coming that will, because he has people that are going to be truly anointed like you are in the ministry of dance. And I'm glad that this is being recorded, because as God, this is, I was saying, when he began to just download it down inside of me, we're in a, right now, today is 12:22. Tomorrow is 12:23, but in God's sight, the evening and the morning was the first day, or the days, the evening and the morning. So we're already in the evening, and I mean in the evening where it starts with at least with 12:23. So this is an exposure time right now. That's going into tomorrow of that 12:23. And when 2 and 3 meet together, that's a Luke 12:2 and 3 time where exposure is coming out. So I just said, put it on the shelf. I don't tell people to take it, you know, like this is the word that this from, you know, that this, but I do believe it's coming from the Lord. Put it on there that there's going to be a home. And I don't know why I can see the front of the home in my spirit eye. I can see the very front of the home, but it's going to be a place where it's going to be a place of peace. It's going to be a place of rest for people. It's going to be a place of instruction where they'll be able to not only about your books, but about the dance ministry, where they'll come and be able to worship God in the beauty of his holiness, and then even other instructions that God has given unto you to give to ones who come in there. So I thank God for you. So I'm not, I don't know all that this there, but I put it out there and thank God for you. So I love you, as you said to me. I love you too. I'm looking forward to what God is going to do. And one more little thing I hear the Holy Spirit say for me to say to you. Also, there'll be people coming from other countries, people that will be coming, ministers, missionaries, that will be coming from other countries, that will be able to come to your residence. And those words, look what the Lord has done. I see that on one of your walls. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. And the Lord said, I've given you that aesthetic eye to be able to see, how to be able to, when he has you to decorate, or even the very furniture that you had, I mean, he gives you the best, and be able to let you be able to decorate it in a peaceful, peaceful manner. So I thank God for you. I'm going to stop right now, and I just said that I'm glad it's on the recording, or it will be in the archives. So as it comes to pass, that you'll see the home. It's I don't know what kind of thing that, you know, some people call homes certain kinds of homes, but it's just it's a beautiful home. And it's one with up and down stairs. It's up and down stairs. It's not just on one level. It's up and down stairs. So just put it in there, over to the side, and when these things come to pass, I said, look at you, Lord. Look what you did. So I praise God for you. Love you, Minister. Love you, Minister Lane. I'm going to go back on mute now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Price, I don't have to put it on the shelf because that is exactly my heart. I've been talking to the Lord for years, and he knows that's my heart. And I know it's close. I know it's close. How close, I don't know, but I know it's close. So I say, yes, I agree. I receive it. And I just thank the Lord for you and how he spoke to you and just encouraged my heart. This evening, so I can run on a little further. And I just want to say thank you so much. Hallelujah. Bless you.
Hallelujah. You know what, Apostle? One last little thing. The Holy Spirit just wanted me to put in your spirit ministry lane. There will be, or he's giving you favor with people of color, people of other colors and other races. And one of the things he wants you to know, there's going to be also ones who are Japanese and Oriental. There are once Chinese, Japanese, Oriental people also will be involved somewhere in some way down the line in there. So he said, marvel not at the Oriental people that he will be bringing into your presence. Japanese, Chinese people, Filipino people, some people of Oriental background. And so I put that out there too. Glory to God. So now I have you for real. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. It's already happening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Already happening. Amen. Amen. Well, that sounds awesome.
Now I can connect. You know, sometimes we just take the encounters as just what that is, an encounter. But now with the word of God coming forth, you can make a connection. And see, it's just not encounter. It's for a purpose. So thank you, Apostle. And hallelujah, I won't take it back. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. As she was talking about the big house with the stairs and everything, it just brought to my mind the last retreat that we went to, or, you know, the campgrounds that we went to. And you were really treating that place like it was yours. You know, who buys furniture for a retreat? I mean, so that everybody who was there could be comfortable, you know? And that's what I thought about. Hallelujah. So he's having you to sow seed already, you know, not to mention how God has used you to decorate, you know, inside, create that space of peace and the anointing, you know, in different places over the years, even out into the yard. Hallelujah. So, you know, I can see that, you know, I can see that word coming to pass. Amen. And look what the Lord has done on the wall. Glory to God. I thank God for all of that. And my spirit leaps even hearing about it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And, by his spirit, I know I'm going to be involved in it in some way myself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you so much, Minister Elaine. I'm going to reiterate, if you want to get in touch with Minister Elaine, send her an email. The ministry or the publishing ministry is called Precious Word Publications, and her email is PreciousWordPub@yahoo.com. So it's the word precious and then word and P-U-B, the first three letters of publication, amen, at yahoo.com. These free workshops, the free writers, Christian writers workshops are going to be Friday, February the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th in 2023. The phone number, we might talk again about the phone number because Get a Radio is free on that night, on Friday night. So, but I'll give you this number. If the number changes, we'll let you know. It's area code 712-432-8399. And the access code is 821-261. Amen. And the workshops will be on those Fridays, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So free Christian writers workshop. They're going to be about an hour. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to know more about Ministry Lane's ministry with Minister Jan, you can go to hopeintheword.net. Hopeintheword.net. Amen. All right. So Ministry Lane, just kind of relax for a few moments. We're going to you know, make sure that anybody who's on the line is born again. We'll talk about what's going on Get 'Em Radio, the broadcast, family of broadcast, and then we'll come back to you for closing remarks and closing prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." So God wants us to know that he loves us so very much, and he gave his Son. And we're celebrating that even on this Sunday, how Jesus came as the Son of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because of God so loving the world that he gave his only begotten Son, because he didn't want us to perish, but have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9 says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe what the Bible says, choosing to believe what Jesus said over 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. None of us was there, but you choose to believe by faith. And once you believe by faith, you connect, we connect with what he did so long ago. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart, being fully engaged, which means engage your faith in this. Hallelujah. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer with all your heart. You are saved. You are born again. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you as a child of God. We want to welcome you as the church. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Welcome right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we want to pray over you. Father God, right now we just ask you to fill them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to do right, power to think right, power to talk right, power to walk right. Hallelujah. We thank you for the power. We thank you for your Holy Ghost that's just flowing through them right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for your rivers of living water flowing in their bellies. Hallelujah. That even their very prayer language will flow out of them in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory and honor for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now we want to invite you to learn and grow. Come and learn and grow with us at the with the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. You can also learn and grow at a local church, a Bible-believing church that's around you. Amen. And we also, like I said, we want to invite you to grow and learn with us. The Lord has designed these broadcasts for all of us to learn and to grow. Now, this Sunday is Christmas. Hallelujah. We will have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church on this Sunday. We meet at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. So we'll be there. We're just going to have a good time on Sunday. We're going to be together for a short amount of time, maybe about an hour, and let God just minister to our hearts through his word, through song, and we're going to have a good time together. And then we'll go on and have a good time with our friends and family as well. Now, on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. On Tuesday, that's our prayer time. We pray on Tuesdays. We call it Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Four people volunteer to pray in tongues. Hallelujah. And we pray. And then we get an interpretation after that. Amen. Then on Wednesdays, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service, and it's called Prophetic Healing, and God lets us know what ailments are going to be healed, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. Over this year, we had over 70 healings take place. Hallelujah. So God is still healing. Our next healing service will be on Wednesday, the second Wednesday in January, Wednesday, January the 11th, 2023, at 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Guest host or our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. We're also adding a new broadcast, brand spanking new, and it will be called Anointed Pandemic Babies. Hallelujah. There's some babies that's been born since 2019 over the past 3 years, and 2019, 20, 21, and even 22. And these babies are doing miraculous things. And the Lord just laid on my heart that this is the last of the last days. And God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And these babies are coming out, hallelujah, with his spirit upon them. And we need to be aware of these babies. these anointed babies. We need to pray for these babies and their parents. Hallelujah. So that these babies can be trained up in the way that they should go. Amen. Hallelujah. So our first broadcast will be January the 25th. That's the fourth Wednesday in January, January 25th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. We have one more Thursday in this month on the 29th. So stay tuned, amen, to see what we're going to do on the 29th. And then as we go into January, every Thursday we will have Prophecy Month. Every Thursday in January will be Prophecy Month. Hallelujah. And we're going to have prophets who are going to just share with us what God has laid on their hearts. And I would say that Minister Elaine has confirmed the word that God has given to me for 2023. Hallelujah. So, and our Thursday broadcast is 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. So please mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and join us. Glory to God. Let's get back to Minister Elaine give us closing remarks and closing prayer. And even before you come on, Minister Elaine, we just want to lift you up right now in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done in Minister Elaine, all that you're doing. Lord God, we ask you right now and thank you for replacing all of the virtue that has come through her with all the ministry that she's been doing, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you replace all of the virtue that has come through her without limits, measures, or bounds. We thank you for an overflow of your virtue in her, Lord God. Restore her, renew her, revive her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, as she travels, traveling mercies all around and about her, angels encamped all around her in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that she will be at the right place at the right time for your glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Minister Elaine.
Amen, amen. I just want to say this has been so special. This has been just a wonderful night spending with you. I felt like I was just sitting on opposite you and on the couch somewhere. And it's just been just such a blessing, and to go back and say, look what the Lord has done. But yes. I just want to say to all that are on the line, and even coming in the future, whatever God is stirring in your heart, just begin to say yes. When I meet someone, when God shows me that person, and if the next step is I ask them, would you say yes to the Lord? And that's all he's asking is for a yes. He's not asking you to try to figure out how you're going to get the finances, how you're going to have the time to do it. I'm working two jobs now, Lord. How am I going to do it? He's not asking you, even for the words. He's just asking for a yes. So I ask you, if that's you, if you've been stirred tonight, or God has been stirring you, and it may even be, I've written a book. Well, God just doesn't have one book in you. So if you put your hand on your heart, right hand on your heart, and just raise your hand and say, yes, Lord. I say yes to release every want to come forth. I say yes. That's all he's asking for.
and watch it do it. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your apostle, Kizzy, Father Kizzy. We thank you, Lord, for getting radio, for the platform that you have given her, Father God, so you can be lifted up, Lord. So we can see, Father God, your fruits, your greatness, Father God, that's being done through your people, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for the testimonies that come forth, Lord, to just shout that he is real. He is Lord. Thank you, Father God. And most of all, thank you for your son, Jesus. We glorify you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Continue to move upon your people, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we say yes tonight, God, for your will to be done in our lives, God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Move us, Lord, to the place where you would have us move, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I hear, Apostle, I think you had said this, it's almost like a chess piece. Not a chess piece, a checker. You know, just move. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
So, Father God, I speak blessings over everybody that were here tonight, Lord. And I ask you to continue to encourage them and let them know, God, that you're with them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Well, God bless you. God bless you all on the line. And we pray that right now that you'll have a wonderful, peaceful, restful Christmas. Hallelujah. And I like what Minister Amber ministered yesterday, and she said, wrap your Christmas in praise. Hallelujah. And that we'll all have a wonderful Christmas and wrap our Christmas in praise. Love you all. Have a merry, wonderful Christmas.